Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
The Lord has made.
And we will.
Rejoice.
And be glad.
In it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment from Living Word Church, our Sunday morning service. We want to invite you out every Sunday at 10 a.m. If you are looking for a Bible teaching church where the love of God prevails,
yes,
multi-generational, multicultural, yeah, come and visit us and become part of the Living Word Church family. This radio broadcast, Make Your Day Count, this is just to complement the teaching that you are already getting in the house that you are a part of, where your roots are. So we're not trying to recruit church members from other churches. We're here to enhance and remind you to make your day count. But if you do not have a home church, we want to see you at Living Word Church. It is very important. The Bible tells us as the day grows closer for Christ's return that more and more people will become further and further away from the house of worship. But it is very important for us to assemble together, to be held accountable together, to be encouraged together through the Word, to be edified together through the Word, so that we're able to do and effectively represent Christ in this time. How do we represent him? The number one way, through love.
True love.
Through love.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that that they will know we are his disciples by how we love one another. And we're not going to be able to adequately love one another if we have not received the love of God, because it's with his love flowing through us then we love others. You know, the Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, mm-hmm, we could see how much people really love themselves when we see how bad they treat their neighbor. They don't love themselves much if they're treating their neighbor like that. So we see all these different things right before our eyes of people, you know, walking in hatred or walking in gossip and backbiting and bitterness. We see all that. Well, what does that tell us about those who are portraying that? That they don't love themselves. They have not yet experienced the love of God, because we only are able to love our neighbor with the love that we have, that we identify with in Christ.
I'm excited about to touch a point that we haven't touched. Mm-hmm. This guy, go back to him. Mm-hmm. The Bible, when we open the scripture, it says, a certain man, mm-hmm, it gives us, it didn't say certain, not name, a certain man was going from where? Jerusalem, mm-hmm, identify, mm-hmm, and he was traveling, mm-hmm, on a road called Jericho, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That road. So we notice something about Jerusalem now. Jerusalem is the land of the Jews. So we could imply that this guy was a Jew, because that's the towns, mm-hmm, of the Jew. That's where the Jew really are. Jerusalem. So we can imply, you know, imply. The Bible didn't say he was a Jew. But when I read that, I'm going to make, and I look into it, so I'm going to imply this morning that he is a Jew. And he's traveling life where everybody travel. Whether you're Jew, so I'm talking about race here. We all on the road of what? Called reality. Mm-hmm.
So watch what's happened. The guy that attend to him was a Samaritan.
Mm-hmm. Yo,
it tells us clearly the race right there, that this guy was a Samaritan. Mm-hmm. And he stopped. Mm-hmm. So let's see, I know he's for sure, the Bible that says mm-hmm. he's a what? Samaritan.
Yeah, certain Samaritan.
Yeah, certain mm-hmm. Samaritan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm going to imply that this guy lying on the roadside mm-hmm. is a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Jew and the Samaritan have their issue, cultural issue. Mm-hmm. They have cultural issue. They have race issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. We know that. But for this Samaritan to help this man, that's why we say you can't love this way. You can't love your neighbor unless God is in you. The love of God got to be in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because here it goes. I imply that real love goes beyond race. Mm-hmm. And this Samaritan has real love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going beyond, it go beyond what? Race.
Mm-hmm.
Real love goes beyond background.
Mm-hmm.
Real love goes beyond status.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. what love is.
Mm-hmm.
Real love goes beyond denomination. And we can spend a whole year teaching those points there. So when we talk about real love, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond race. It goes beyond politics. It goes beyond status. And it goes beyond denomination. We're divided by denomination. Ah.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
We over here, you over there. Yet we're supposed to be doing what? Serving the same God. Think about it for a little bit here. You over there, we over there. We don't worship together. And we have the same issue with Jesus and the woman at the well. You remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's where I'm looking right now.
Yeah, the woman at the well. Denomination divides us up.
That's John chapter 4, verse 9. Yeah. Says, then the woman of Samaria said to Jesus, how is it that
you, being a Jew,
ask a drink From me, a Samaritan woman.
There you go.
For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans.
You see?
So see, even then it was divine.
Go
even
ahead.
Even then, and I want to let you know, love is not weakness.
Yeah.
It's strength under control.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't mean that because you love somebody, it's weak. And we have to have the, like we preached the beginning of this year, the mind of Christ. When we look at somebody, don't look what they look like. Where they come from. Look at them through how God would look at them. Look beyond the surface, and that's how we can love like God. If we look at material things, we're never gonna have to. We can't love like God if we're not connected in the spirit. If we depend on us, we're gonna hate everybody. Depending on which side of the bed we woke up in the morning, we can't do it. We have to do it through God.
And yeah, it's so good as we stay here. Mm-hmm. On this Thursday morning to dissect the word and to enjoy it in the next 15 minutes here. Because that woman
mm-hmm.
is a Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells us there the divided line mm-hmm. between these two.
Mm-hmm.
They're divided by race. They're divided by culture. The Samaritan mm-hmm. has no dealing with the Jew. The Jews has no dealing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're divided by church.
Mm-hmm.
Because we notice when Jesus says, woman, I'll give you the living water, the real mm-hmm. deal. You don't got the real deal. She says, what you talking about? Are you telling me that you're greater than my father,
mm-hmm.
Jacob, who built this
yeah.
well
mm-hmm.
and worship upon that mountain?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
mm-hmm.
That's where we worship,
mm-hmm.
up on that mountain. And that's the real worship. And then Jesus just calmly says,
mm-hmm.
lady, you know now who you worship. You don't really understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. And we hope all our listeners get the revelation of the truth. And we hope that we inspire you and open up your eyes and your mind to a wider dimension
mm-hmm.
of who God is. Mm-hmm. That's our goal here. And make your day count
mm-hmm.
is to inspire you, to open up and to show you a brother, the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, of
who God is and the love of God, because God is simple love. Jesus says, man, lady, the day come, which is now, when you should not be divided by religion, because God is a what? A spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you don't need to go there or there or there to find him. He's everywhere.
If you have a Bible translation that shows the words of Jesus in red all through John chapter 4, it's a conversation. So the woman, she's bringing her racism, separation to Jesus, and she's asking questions, and he's answering the questions, and he's reasoning, contending together with the word, and he's showing her that love overcomes your religious mindset. Love overcomes the traditions of men.
Hallelujah.
He was showing her that love overcomes, and it's accessible to all. So if you have that Bible that shows the text in the red and the black, you see, is a conversation. And Jesus, he's not being all long and drawn out. He's answering her in a few words, and she's coming back. And then she comes now to the realization that, hold on, something is different with this man. And she runs and she begins to go back to her hometown. And she says to them in verse 29, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Now, she didn't do a lot of great stuff. She admitted it in the conversation with Jesus.
Yeah.
She did a lot of things that she probably regretted, or that would have brought shame, having all these multiple husbands and being with a man who wasn't her husband at that time. But she didn't feel shame. She felt love. Mm-hmm. So the love that came forth caused her now to go and proclaim, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? So how did she identify him as the Christ? Through the love and compassion that he showed her.
Yes.
Through the ear that he put to her inquiry and the answers that he gave. He had grace in his mouth. He had truth in his mouth. He had love flowing from his mouth. So it cleared up all of her misconceptions. And she had some ancient misconceptions. But it was through the love that he spoke with his willingness to listen and to respond with the truth of the word, with the love of God, that caused this transformation to take place in her life, where she didn't feel the shame. She didn't feel the regret. She felt excitement. Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? She had no acknowledgement there in that chapter that she would even be receptive to a Christ. She was in old school religion.
Yeah.
But it was through the love that made the difference. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
This is where the very land gets covered and dead things come to life. This is where the desert soul gets flooded and dry bones